5.5 years ago, a 22-year-old woman was killed in Pennsylvania. I'm Darian, and I'll have more of the shocking details right here on Real Crime Cases.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-824-9741. Again, 800-824-9741. That's 1-800-824-9741.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8010. That's 1-800-616-8010.
On March 27, 2007, in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, 22-year-old Samantha Joanne Lang was brutally murdered. Her throat was slashed, leaving her to bleed to death in her Derry Township home. Lang was discovered dead around 9 p.m. in her home, where she lived with her father and her brother. A family friend who stopped by discovered Lang's body on the floor between the kitchen and living room in a pool of blood. On the day she was killed, police noted a strong smell of marijuana inside the one-story home. According to a search warrant affidavit, the house appeared to have been ransacked. A rear door apparently had been forced open, and a gray metal safe was left on a bed. A metal lockbox was found on a back porch. There is a $20,000 reward being offered for any information. To see photos of this victim or to leave a tip, please visit my website, realcrimecases.com.